What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take on Monday morning look at some of those local stories here in the Republic of Panama. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, stated on Sunday that he has asked his American counterpart, Joe Biden, to reschedule the date of the meeting in Washington, which was scheduled for the 3rd of November. In the middle of an activity with producers from different regions of the country in the Azuero, the President said that he received an invitation note signed by President Biden for the meeting of presidents in the United States on the 3rd of November, and that in the same note he requested a separate meeting with him. Cortizo confirmed that unfortunately on that date he will not be able to attend that meeting of leaders because he has to be in Panama. For those days, the country is celebrating the beginning of the national holidays. I asked him to reschedule the meeting for another date, to go personally to Washington, and among the main problems that I'm going to be mentioning is the review of the FTA, that's the Free Trade Agreement, with Panama, said Cortizo. Biden called a meeting of leaders of the region for next November the 3rd as part of the Association of the Americas for Economic Prosperity that includes countries such as Colombia, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Mexico, Dominican Republic, Barbados, Chile, Canada, Panama, Uruguay, and Peru. And the issue of the migration crisis would be one of the points to analyze. Last Friday, during a tour with the Costa Rican president, Rodrigo Chavez, through the Darien jungle border with Colombia, President Cortizo had announced that he would not go to this summit, in which one of the topics to be addressed is the migration crisis that lives in the region. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, and the Association of Business Executives, APEDI, separately expressed their rejection of the legislative proposal promoted by the ruling party to modify the electoral code. In a statement released on Sunday, the 8th of October, the CCIAP described as irresponsible and dangerous the attempt to reform the electoral law in the middle of the electoral process for the 2024 elections. The unions also warned that this generates distrust throughout society. Insisting on carrying out these reforms undermines the process of consensus building and citizen participation the Electoral Tribunal developed at the time. Now, this process is one of the fundamental pieces of participatory democracy, the business union stated in its weekly message to the country. The Chamber of Commerce is stressing that modifying the electoral code without the participation of all the actors that make up the Electoral Reforms Commission is an open provocation to our institutions and our democratic mechanisms. According to the business union, some decision-making sectors are ignoring the will and work of citizens and remain determined to change the rules of the game in favour of their electoral interests. The main proposal to reform the electoral law is promoted by the ruling party of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. This is Bill 1092, which modifies the rules of applicants for residuals in multi-member circuits. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama calls for attention to the legislative body and, if necessary, to the executive. Listen to the voices of organized society, which demands a total and definite abandonment of a reform that will only harm the country, the statement also reads. The project is already on the legislative agenda to be discussed in the second debate starting today, Monday. This despite the fact that the magistrates of the Electoral Court called the initiative extemporaneous and lacking legitimacy. While Temistocles Rosas, president of the APEDI, said that without going into ruling whether these reforms are good or bad, the union's position is that it is inappropriate to change the law in the middle of an electoral period. That is what the Electoral Reforms Commission is for, with the consensus of political parties and civil society, he added. While Maribel Hine, a coordinator of the Citizen Forum for Electoral Reform, stated that the proposal of the PRD bench leaves much to be desired from the country's political class, Hine hopes they reconsider their position. Project 1092 contains an addition to Article 380 of the Electoral Code, which will now be 380A, it proposes the Electoral Court will flatly reject nominations in alliance with the letter R when the political party to which the candidate nominated with the R belongs already has a candidate in common with another party. It was also added that the Tribunal Electoral may also reject the nomination in the event that the list on which the R candidate appears has another candidate nominated in common with another party who also aspires to the remainder. In the opinion of Herbert Young, representative of the Panamanista Party on the National Electoral Reform Commission, the changes would affect the territorial alliances agreed upon between some political parties. The majority of the presidential candidates for the May 2024 elections have remained silent. This is regarding the decision of the Electoral Tribunal to order journalists Alvaro Alvarado and the digital media Foco and Clearly to suspend publications on social networks of images or videos of Ricardo Martinelli, presidential candidate of the Realizing Goals Party. Only Romelu Roux, presidential candidate of the alliance between Cambio Democratico, the CD, and the Panamanista Party, has spoken out on the matter. Quote, "It is worrying that at this point we're putting freedom of expression, which is a requirement for our democracy, at risk. We already see that in this electoral process, we're not only going to decide who will be the next president, but that the future of our democratic system is at stake," the politician wrote on the social network X. José Isabel Blandón, president of the Panamanista Party and Roux's running mate, also repudiated the Tribunal Electoral's order, totally against prohibiting the media from publishing images, the name or news of a political figure. "It is an attack against democracy and freedom of expression. Do you want to turn back history and turn us to the times of the dictatorship? What times these are when the corrupt do not want people to talk about their corruption and the courts help silence those who denounce them," he wrote on the same social network. While José Gabriel Carrizo, Ricardo Lombana, Martín Torrijos, presidential candidates of the running or the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the Other Path Movement, MOCA, and the Popular Party, the PP, respectively, well, they've not said anything. This is publicly on that subject, adding to this silence, are the presidential standard bearers for the free nomination, Melitene Arocha, Maribel Gordon, and Zulay Rodriguez. The Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice rejected an appeal presented by an anti-corruption prosecutor, Edwin Juarez, against the ruling of the Superior Court of Settlement of Criminal Cases that acquitted the former director of the Institutional Protection Service, the SPI, Jaime Trujillo, and Carlos Castillo, David Robles, and Ricoati Grajales, prosecuted for the alleged commission of embezzlement crimes. The ruling, dated the 24th of August of this year, and with the presentation of Judge Maribel Conejo, specifies that the appeal of cessation does not constitute a way to enter a third instance, but rather it is an extraordinary phase to which one must come with arguments developed in a methodical order, and where the charges against the second instance ruling are supported with precision, which is not the case in this present situation. The investigation began in 2014. This was after the importation by the company Armas Municiones S.A. Armuno, owned by Grajales, of a batch of weapons that would be delivered to the SBI. The prosecution alleged that about 150 weapons from an alleged batch of 406 entered the country without the corresponding permits at a time when there was a ban on the purchase and the sale of weapons. Almost 14 families out of every 100 that live in the country do so in rented or precarious housing. That is, they're not owners. In concrete numbers, 157,657 homes registered this year are rented. That's 13.11%, while another 9,929, or 0.82%, are on land that the Comptroller General of the Republic names as invaded, which shows that almost 14% of the homes in Panama are not owned by those who live in them. The data comes from the 12th National Population Census and 8th Housing Census carried out by the Comptroller General of the Republic this year, which also provided important clues about the materials conditions of said homes and whether they had basic services such as drinking water and electricity. But returning to the variable of ownership, of 1,201,809 private homes registered, 217,227, that's about 18.07%, are mortgaged. 50,421, 4.19%, were transferred to their inhabitants. 3,392, or 0.28%, are in succession or litigation, and the majority, 763,183, which is 63.5%, are their own. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Our look for Monday morning. Some of the local news stories compiled for you here on this morning's show.